God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day.
Welcome to Light, true stories of real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. Today's true story is about Liz and her struggle to try to live in God's hands in the face of personal tragedies.
Honey, I'm home. Oh boy, that traffic was really... What are all the suitcases?
Liz, I've got
Where are you going?
Well, I've been offered a great opportunity.
Opportunity? Oh, that's wonderful. Where?
In Tokyo.
Tokyo? Japan? Michael, we can't just... I mean, I can't just pick up and...
Liz, you're not going.
What do you mean?
You're not going. Now, I'm going alone. And I'm going for good.
For good? What are you saying?
I thought it over, and I'm leaving. I'm not passing up this chance. I really don't want you there. I want to be free.
Free? What are you saying? What? Free?
I am saying, Liz, that I want out of this house, out of this town, out of this marriage. I am going to be free.
When Michael left, I was devastated. I couldn't handle the hurt, the embarrassment. He left me alone, except for our grown children. I tried to adapt to life, but it was hard living with the hurt. There seemed to be precious little good news in my life, so you can imagine how relieved I felt when I got an all-clear report from a mammogram. That was about a year after Michael left. But 2 months later, I was showering and discovered small lumps in my breasts. Oh, this can't be. I just got a clean bill of health from my mammogram. My regular gynecologist was out of town, so I went to see our family doctor, a woman. She examined me and said, "Don't worry about it." But something told me to do something. Do you ever know something and feel it has to be coming from God? Well, that's how I felt. I just knew the Lord was saying, do something. I called my gynecologist again, and he was back from vacation. I went to see him the next day.
Dr. Davis, telephone.
Well, it's just as I suspected. There are three lumps, so we'll have to do a biopsy surgery as soon as possible.
Oh, no. Dr. Furman, are they malignant?
Oh, don't be upset until we have a look at these lumps. We really don't know how serious it is. They can take you a deaconess as early as next Tuesday, and I think it's very important.
At times like these, we can usually find comfort and support from our spouses. But dealing with Michael leaving and what it had done to me was harder for me than dealing with those lumps. So I just checked myself into Deaconess Hospital. After the surgery, I was groggy and just coming to when I saw Dr. Furman's face, very serious, and he said, "Elizabeth," only my mother called me Elizabeth, and only when something was wrong. He said he was very sorry, but the biopsy showed there was cancer in the lumps, and that we'd talk about it when I was a little more lucid. He just left it like that. So I went home alone. A few days later, I went to see Dr. Furman.
Ah, Elizabeth, please sit down. How are you feeling?
Oh, well, fine, I guess. Oh,
good, good. Elizabeth, it looks as if we have no other choice than a total mastectomy.
Oh, God.
Oh, not to be concerned. Oh. Routine, really, but absolutely necessary. Then in, say, 6 months or so, we can do reconstructive work.
Reconstructive work? Mm. Oh, Dr. Furman, are you sure? I mean, isn't there some other alternative?
Oh, I'm afraid not. The only thing is a full mastectomy. I'm sorry, but there's no...
Hello?
Jerry, it's Liz.
Liz, I was just thinking of you. Have you heard anything yet?
Oh, it's not good.
Oh, Liz, are they... The lumps, is it cancer?
Jerry... Oh, Jerry, I have to have a full mastectomy.
What? A full mastectomy? I don't believe that. Did you get a second opinion?
No, I should I?
Liz, don't do anything till I get there. I'm going to drive up tonight.
Oh, Jerry, you don't have...
You're my sister, Liz. I'm coming up there to help you.
¶¶ It's not just a coincidence, but God's remarkable sense of timing that puts just the right people in our paths at just the right time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back to our true story about Liz after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Jerry must have talked to every doctor in Boston and kept coming up with the name of Dr. Susan Cross. My daughter's mother-in-law had seen Dr. Cross on another occasion, so we took that as a confirmation that this is what God wanted. Jerry called Dr. Cross, but they couldn't see us. Too busy. A 2-month wait. So we had to settle for a second opinion at the Dana-Farber Clinic for cancer treatment. Family and friends were praying for me, and I'm here to tell you that prayer works. God had his hand on me, even when I went to get my records to take to the clinic.
How may I help you?
I'm Liz Walker. To pick up my biopsy plates, I was operated on here at Deaconess and...
Biopsy plates?
Yes. Nurse, I talked to, Cheryl, what was her name? Cheryl Patton.
Cheryl Patton.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. That's it. She said she'd have the plates for me, my records and...
Miss Patton isn't on duty. I'm afraid she left at 1 o'clock.
Left? She's not here?
I'm afraid not.
Well, where are my plates? My records. I need my records.
I don't know anything about that.
But you see, I have an appointment. I have cancer. I need my records.
I thought I recognized that voice. Is that you, Liz?
Yes, Nancy?
I thought it was you.
Nancy, I had no idea you worked here at Deaconess.
Been here 3 years.
Well, I knew you worked for a hospital. I just didn't realize it was this one. I was trying to get my plates from the nurse here, but she doesn't know where they are. She can't find...
I know. Okay. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation.
Yes, well, you see, I need my biopsy plates, my records, and I
can help. Come on, we'll find them. We'll go up to the records room on the...
God put my neighbor Nancy in my path at just the right time. Nancy and I scoured the files until she came up with the records I needed for that second opinion at the cancer clinic. 2 days later, I went there. Sitting in the waiting room were almost 50 women, all with cancer. It was an awesome experience to talk and share with these women. This clinic has a team of doctors who go over all your records, and at the end of that day, they called me.
Mrs. Walker, please come in. I'm Dr. Walker. It's a coincidence, our names being the same.
Yes, it is. It seems so.
Mrs. Walker, as you know, we're a team here. I'm the radiologist on the team. You know, this is a 2-day procedure, and so we'll talk more tomorrow. I did want to say, though, that the pathology from your biopsy indicates that the cancer has escaped somewhat and is not being confined to the lumps in your breast.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, please don't be alarmed. We'll talk in detail tomorrow about what it might mean.
A mastectomy?
No, we can't say that at this point.
Well, Dr. Furman did the biopsy, and he said I would need a total mastectomy and reconstructive surgery.
He what? He can't say that without consulting anyone.
Oh, Dr. Walker, what can I do?
This is... I'm sorry, I can't believe that Dr. Furman would diagnose your case so severely without consulting me. I'm on the staff at Deaconess, and I work with all the surgeons and many other surgeons.
I went home and told my sister Jerry. She didn't like the sound of all this, so she called Dr. Cross one more time and got an appointment for the next day. It usually takes months. God works in wondrous ways. Turns out that Dr. Walker is the radiologist for Dr. Cross as well. Another confirmation. Dr. Cross was considered radical by most doctors. She had an unconventional approach to cancer treatment. Dr. Cross?
Yes, please sit down.
Thank you.
I read your pathology from Dr. Walker, and I see that some cancer has escaped from the lumps.
Yes, I know.
Now, I understand that you've been told you must have a radical mastectomy.
Yes.
Rubbish. There are alternatives. You have a choice here.
I do?
Absolutely. In your case, you do. You know, 119,000 women were treated last year for breast cancer, and half of them didn't need radical mastectomies. You might fit that profile. At least you have the option of finding out.
Well, why did Dr. Furman say that I had to have a full mastectomy?
Well, nothing against Dr. Furman, but he thinks, like a lot of doctors, that my approach is a little unconventional in cancer treatment.
What makes your treatment so unconventional?
Well, one thing, I'm a woman. I know what breast cancer feels like, I mean, psychologically, and I'll do anything to keep women from having to have needless surgery. Our looks and feelings and health has to be a matter of our choice. These are God-given female body parts we're talking about, and if we can preserve them, we should. Now, you see this chart here.
Yes, yes.
Now, it shows what we call dirty margins. Even though some cancer has escaped from your lumps, the lymph nodes may be anywhere from clean to dirty. And depending on how dirty the nodes are will determine the extent of the surgery. In your case, Mrs. Walker, I suggest a procedure called lumpectomy. It's very minor compared to a radical mastectomy and will tell us how dirty or cancerous, if at all, the lymph nodes are. We only remove the malignant tumor and a little of the surrounding tissue. The breast incision is small and the procedure hardly leaves a scar. You should know this, though. This doesn't mean you may not need a total mastectomy. But why do it until we're absolutely sure it's necessary?
Well, I would like to pray about it.
Yes, do that. This is an important decision. Go home and talk it over. Take a few days to think about it.
I went home and told my sister Jerry about my new option. Jerry was driving back to Connecticut that afternoon, and she talked me into going and spending a few days with her and her family.
Hello, Ralph? It's Jerry Maston. Yeah, fine. Listen, Ralph, I know tomorrow is Father's Day and all, but I need to ask you and a few elders to pray with my sister. Yeah, she's here with us for a couple of days. Liz? Yes, she's the one with the cancer. You will? Oh, that's great. What? Tomorrow? After church, okay. Oh, thank you, Ralph. God bless you, too.
My church in Boston was praying for me. The women's prayer chain at Jerry's church was praying for me. And when we walked into the chapel at Jerry's church that Father's Day, 15 or more elders were waiting to lay hands on me in healing prayer. I'd never felt the presence of Christ like that before. All these people I didn't even know were praying for me, caring for me, and wanting to help. Oh, to someone like me who was searching for self-worth, feeling unloved, this was overwhelming. God helped me make the decision to go ahead with Dr. Cross's biopsy surgery. The pathology took 10 days. Waiting for the result drove me crazy. They found 3 different kinds of cancer, but not one of them in the nodes. Oh, praise God. When I asked Dr. Cross what that really meant exactly, she said, "Lady, it means your life." I had radiation therapy, and I've been given a clean bill of health. A miracle only God could have provided.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Living in God's hands today.
When God is in charge, when we live in God's hands and trust Him, all things are possible. Jesus said in Matthew 21, the 22nd verse, "If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer."